think you're, you know. Okay, we'll start out with roll call. We're going to go ahead and start with the Wednesday, September 28th?
It is.
Technical Advisory Task Force meeting.
We're recording, right?
We are recording, so let's start out with roll call. Start with
Jim Fuller here.
Peggy Hawker.
Pete Lawson.
Joe Hayward.
And Frank DeFelipis. So, looking at the agenda, we did the first order of business. And the second order of business is continued discussion on the type and area of study developed by Ann, David, and Charlie, which they are not here.
Right. What they did looks awesome.
We knew they wouldn't be here, or we knew Ann wouldn't be here, but frankly, where we stopped the review on September 7th, that's pretty much the end of the technical stuff. And the task force did previously tweak the preliminary schedule. Oh no, that's not fixed yet. That's not right at all.
So that's section E?
I know we did that.
Yeah, because that's Monday.
Yeah, Monday we're going to be done and out and ready to do the proposals.
Yeah, so I, not having been here at the last meeting.
I was not either.
I've got a few comments on the earlier section. I was hoping Dave would be here so I could discuss them with him.
We're right, because, I mean, I think if he's not here, you can't discuss those things with us.
Yeah. So do you want to just go over the schedule and get with what we can do?
Well, you can see, if you look under F, that we, at some point we decided that the proposals must be received by January 13th. So
does that meet the criteria for the city's bylaws on
Yeah, you wanted to present this to council?
We need to take this to council at a work session. I already talked with the mayor about it, because what we need to do is show them the work that's been done and make sure that from their perspective we're headed in the right direction, because there's always been this kind of, oh, we wanted a grant, we wanted an RFP. I've checked the minutes. They talked about both. Mm-hmm. And what I'm thinking is really an RFP, a proposal, works better, because I think you mentioned earlier that we have some control over that, where if we give somebody a grant, we just give them the money and here comes Charlie, and they're on their own. So we just need to make sure that, you know, this meets with council's approval. Otherwise, we can use the same information, I suppose, and turn it into a grant application.
Well, couldn't the people that submit proposals apply for grants.
We just have to change this a little
bit.
Well,
the difference is in how you administer, what kind of control you have over the performance of a grant versus a contract.
Right. So we really don't care how they, if they have matching funds or not, as long as we have some control over.
Well, I think we're asking, I mean, this is just my take on it. We are wanting specific information. I mean, we're requesting that they do certain things, and with a contract we would have some control over whether they did that. With a grant,
there's some minimum performance metrics built into a contract versus grant.
So what we need to do,
deliverables in a grant, your deliverables aren't met in a grant, then ask for the money back.
Yeah, and we, you know, yeah, one thing we can do.
It does, sure.
Is we'll just see what they say, but the two dates on this preliminary schedule that clearly need to be tweaked are October 3rd and November 2nd.
So do you want to put the presentation to governance, city council in here, or?
I think we should put we don't have to put it in there, but I think we should put the presentation to city council, not at their next meeting, because that is Monday, but 2 weeks from then is, I think, October 17th. I'm not sure on that date.
So this is an open meeting, yeah, to give notification?
Yes.
Oh, well,
But what we do, I'll ask council if we can take that to their work session so it'll be at noon.
On the 17th.
Are you here?
Yes.
So is that an evening or a day?
Noon.
So who presented on BlackBerry?
Well, I'm hoping that all of you will be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll schedule it. The only thing that could, I'll have to check is I do have some dental work coming up, which I need to take care of. It takes a long time to get in there, but I think I'm good. I think it's the 20th is my appointment, so. Didn't bring my BlackBerry, sorry. Okay, so noon on the 17th, city council presentation.
Right. So
you'll email that out, so I'll see something on that.
How long would that take?
Well, hopefully not more than 15 minutes.
Okay, so it's a dedicated work session?
It will be dedicated to whatever they want to talk about. No, it's not just for this.
Okay,
because
I need to block it out in my work calendar.
Why don't you block out an hour just to be safe?
An hour, okay.
It's not going to take an hour.
Okay.
17th at noon.
They usually just meet for the hour, don't they?
Well, I wish.
This is being recorded, though.
The last one was 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
See, that's the...
So it just went straight into a city council meeting. Then.
Well, we started at 8:30 in the morning. And then we had a 3 hour and 13 minute meeting at night.
17th at noon. City hall work session.
So
in this room.
Okay. After the city council presentation, then is there any effort to take it to any law, you know?
We'll have to send it to our city attorney.
City attorney, okay.
And if, you know, if everything works in this, we can probably send it over sooner rather than later, maybe even have it back by the 17th.
Multiple.
But we'll need, Pete has some comments, technical comments, right?
Okay, so just to wrap up the timeline then, once we get past city council, then we would be able to establish a date for release of RFP?
Yes.
Okay, so then we've taken this as far as it can go, and then we modify the schedule on the 17th. All right. So you were hoping that Pete, you could discuss the changes.
I was hoping Dave would be
here. Yeah.
So we discuss these things and just get them taken care of.
Is it something that we should, since Dave's not here, postpone until Dave can come?
Well, I mean, some of the things are just little editorial. Our wording change. My main technical concern is can a lab handle 30 pounds of crab in the way we're asking them to do it? Because if they get 10 big crabs, if that's what happens.
Where's that listed in what page?
Page 5. Well, they say 10. At least 10 specimens of a given organism.
Page 5.
I think we're looking at a different numbered document. My page 5.
I use a different word processor.
Is it page 4?
Yeah, it would be page. Oh, right. Right, I guess my word processor. It's different.
Doesn't say no.
Yeah, so paragraph and
specimens, okay.
Yes, and page 4, number 5, 10 specimens, and then if they're going to do Dungeness crab, let's see now, whole specimens shall be included in the sample. So the tissue shall be well mixed and subsampled as appropriate. So it was just a question for Dave, you know, is a lab prepared to handle 30 pounds
of crab
in the kind of clean room technology you need to use to do this?
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's something we can get feedback from during the meeting?
The proposal meeting?
Well, and if not, what do we propose? One thing I don't
so they come back and they say we can't do that.
Yeah. Well, the idea is to get 10 specimens, right? So you just cut them in half and have half of each.
Well, I mean, the way this is written, it says the whole specimen shall be included, right?
Right.
So yeah. Well, I kind of feel like some of the methodology stuff is still up for discussion based on what we hear back from the proposals. Like maybe they'll come back and say, we can't do this, but we could do this, and then that's up to us to consider.
We have scheduled a pre-proposal meeting,
right.
Pre-proposal conference, where people could come to that and ask those questions.
Yeah, see if they have a solution.
But are you suggesting maybe we should have alternate option in case that we don't get a good solution from anybody? No.
Well, it may be that they'll be getting much smaller crabs than that. I don't know. I don't know what size crabs you catch.
Well, something that what you're talking about leads into what criteria do we use for disqualifying? I mean, what if they don't? How do we qualify the responses? I mean, say some people, are expansive in some area and just are real cursory or don't answer in another. I mean, we don't have a preset form that they have to fill out.
No.
Their own,
but we have.
I think the advisory team has to use professional judgment to see if they think the proposal will achieve what we want.
I was looking at it from the other side, where if someone complains that we didn't say consider their proposal, fully, where do we stand with that? Where do we fall back? What's our default position?
Well, we have ranking criteria on page 7, and typically when we would rank these, we would have a ranking sheet for each proposal.
Okay, so there is a.
And then we need to keep those ranking sheets in case there's ever a protest.
Okay.
Yeah, that last sentence within that number 5 section really kind of gives them their best practice, their opportunity to detail how they're going to do it. Mm.
Which sentence are you talking about?
The proposers shall detail sampling and handle procedures within the proposal.
Okay. Oh.
So it says best practices, what are they going to do, and then,
Right.
Okay.
Does that give you that area where they can save 10, they're not going to have 30 pounds of crab in the blender. But how are they going to approach that? I'm giving that opportunity.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I would guess that it is possible, given the amount of work that's done by the Commodities Commission and ODF&W just on testing seafood.
So they probably
particularly crab
have fairly sizable.
I would think that they have to use, for stuff like opening crab season and stuff like that, probably have to use pretty substantial sample sizes.
Maybe they do. That was just my question.
Sure. Yeah,
maybe
I don't know, but that's just a
maybe this
guess.
Isn't the problem. I mean, you need a four, you're going to end up potentially with 4 gallons of Right,
yeah. Well, you know
but
who
you can do it in batches.
I will see the. I'll see Mitch Vance. I don't know if you know who that is. He's the head of Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's shellfish program, and I'll see him this evening probably.
Yeah.
And I can just ask
him. Yeah, ask him.
So it's a reasonable size or batch.
Yeah, just hey, is it feasible that somebody could even do that?
Right. And it's probably unlikely that they would get that much crab, if even with 10.
Yeah.
So.
Big blender.
Yeah. Well, if I were sampling, this isn't part of the sample.
So
never saw that one.
So, is there any other areas of concern, or
well, I had just a few wording, just a few little wording changes. Maybe we can go over them. And, let's see on page 2, where they describe. During summer, in the middle of the second paragraph, strong and persistent northwesterly winds generate large-scale coastal water transport to the south and west, because the transport is largely
south and west.
And west, yeah, largely offshore. That's what generates the upline. And then on page 3, I'm having to do a crosswalk between my notes. And, the first paragraph of the study goals, that last sentence is just unnecessarily obscure. Just the proposed study will address bioaccumulation.
Right. We struggled with that, so I'm going to change that.
And then it seemed like the third paragraph there, the goal of the proposed contaminant bioaccumulation study is 1, to determine if there is bioaccumulation, 2, if bioaccumulation is observed, 3, provide data for the city of Newport.
I would suggest that we take items 1 and 2. To me, those are scope items. They belong in the scope. Yeah. And the goal, if you just change that first line, the goal of this study is to, so you're just scratching the proposed contaminant bioaccumulation in that first sentence. Mm-hmm. And then moving items 1 and 2 into the scope of services, which
yeah.
So let's see now.
So the third paragraph, I have to get this straight at this point. The goal of the proposed study is to determine if there is bioaccumulation of effluent-borne pollutants.
I think we can just say the goal of this study is.
Okay.
I mean, we've said bioaccumulation.
Yeah, I think
the goal of this study.
Good editorial. Just to put the goal of this
study. Is to determine, and then the rest of it is fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then take out 1 and 2 and put them under scope of services somewhere.
I would move them to the. Yeah. And then that first line under the scope of services, we don't anticipate we're asking.
I think it
needs to be a statement. The successful proposer shall perform the following services.
No, we don't anticipate they will.
Okay, then where would you think that 1 and 2 from above should fit into the scope of services?
That's a really good question.
Well, I think number.
I think we need to add another item in this list. We don't say much about permitting. And permitting is kind of a big deal. I was thinking maybe at after 3. 4 ought to be permits.
Permits are mentioned in number 7.
They are mentioned.
It says specials. And I was just going to say.
But it just says may be applicable, and I think we ought to say.
I said may be required.
Yeah, the successful proposer shall identify and obtain all necessary permits.
Okay,
and it's going to be their business to.
We did cover that. I think, you know, the way I read number 7 and the permits, It's they have to do their own due diligence and incorporate that, any permits into it. Yeah. And the city, you know, because I think somebody brought up at one time that it may be just a free or a, you know, just a sample, free sample type of no cost permitting process.
Yes.
Whatever it is, they need to be responsible for.
So that'll be for permit. Successful proposer shall obtain necessary permits.
Yes.
And then that
necessary scientific sampling.
And so the other numbers would be bumped one.
So where did you put that at, after number three?
After three.
And then so then that sentence that's in seven, the last sentence comes out, and then four becomes. The existing four becomes five target animals. Mm-hmm. And then we also are looking at provide data for the city of Newport. That's part of the study goal. That seems a little...
It does. I think that's a deliverable.
Yeah, number eight, which is number nine now, says... doesn't really fill it out to me. I think it should include something that identifies what the report shall contain. I think we want an executive summary, a description of the sample and testing methods, complete accounting of test results, and then to cover the So we're saying in the deliverables to provide the data. And then the last one could be a recommended plan to assess risk associated with any bioaccumulation detected in study, which would cover the...
A risk assessment as far as a deliverable? I just wanted to...
We're asking for a plan for a risk assessment.
Okay, Jim, you said something about wanting to be more specific about what they need to provide, and you started with executive summary, and then you...
So are we going to provide them with an outline of the report?
Well, my idea would be just to have a statement, report shall contain, and maybe minimum. So not sure how to state it, but I don't think this provides much guidance the way it's written. That's more my problem.
No, it doesn't provide much guidance. Is it necessary to provide that guidance?
Yeah. No. I don't know. But I think we want an executive summary.
Oh, we want those things,
They would probably do it anyway, but I don't think it hurts to say it.
Okay,
we want the description of the sampling...
Right. I mean, we could look at the
and testing methods
report we have already and just take the major sections from that and detail them here.
So we also want all the raw data, too.
Yeah, complete accounting of test results.
Okay, so on deliverables, because that's where you left off on the 7th. So there's no problem with the time, the duration. Then exact summary...
A description of sampling and testing methods, a complete accounting of test results.
A recommended plan for risk assessment associated with any bioaccumulation detected.
So why not say if bioaccumulation is observed, provide a recommended plan? I don't know.
I can't say it that way too, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Let's see now.
So, is that complete?
Let's see. I had another technical question on item 6. They say 10 specimens with the exception of flatfish, and I didn't understand why they made that exception.
Are you on the same page as us?
Page four, number six.
Oh, four, number six, the whole specimens are included in the sample with the exception of mollusks.
Yeah, but down in the next paragraph, they accepted, with the exception of flatfish, and I just didn't know why I wanted to know.
I can't remember, Anne mentioned that, but I don't remember what she said.
So I thought it would be nice just to explain why they made that exception.
Mm-hmm. Where are you looking at?
Seven.
The second paragraph of six, right in the middle. With the exception, 10 specimens with the exception of flatfish.
I think it was more
yeah, I don't understand that.
Could they actually obtain that quantity?
Well,
they can fish out there for days.
So that should be, I mean, that should, if you're going to say
it,
you
sound
can
like
say why.
I mean, and it also sounds like it doesn't. It's not clear that it's specifying number of specimens within particularly for flatfish. And the way I could read that is that I don't need to target flatfish,
yeah,
or I don't need to do composite sampling.
Didn't she say that 10 flatfish would be maybe a huge amount?
Then she doesn't understand the species that live there very well.
I mean, maybe she didn't say that. I might have just made
that up. Because there are a lot
of
flatfish in the area.
It might be.
In fact, that's probably the most numerous fish that they will find.
Would that be similar to what you're saying about 30 pounds of crab?
Well, they handle it. You can likely get a lot of little flatfish.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably target little soles, and they can get.
Well, should that?
There used to be a commercial.
Wouldn't it be in an older fish that would accumulate more, which would be a bigger fish?
Yeah, but we don't want to discriminate. Like, we want to randomly sample. We don't want to, like, that's kind of a discriminatory sampling. We don't want to target a certain size range or anything like that. It's good to know.
It is.
If we all ended up with juvenile species or if we all ended up with long-lived species.
That will fit under his full accounting of methods and sampling.
So should we scrap that and let that become part of a discussion if they have a problem with
it?
Yeah, I think we should pull that. I'm not really quite sure why that.
Should we just leave it, put a period after specimens?
They can't handle 10 fish.
Well, it would be a comma.
With the exception, comma, and then take out
species.
With the exception of flatfish.
Yeah.
Or at least ask Anne. I don't want to take it out until I know why she said
that. Yeah, that's right.
That's a good point.
I mean, there may be some other reason, but I don't see there a problem at all getting flatfish there.
10 fish that don't weigh 70 pounds each.
Yeah.
I'll help out. I got a big freezer. I have a question here. On scope of services, page 3, number 2. Analytical scope of services, page 3, number 2. Analytical methods for bioaccumulation of particular priority pollutants. Particular priority pollutants? I mean, I know we're talking about, PCBs and metals and phenolic compounds, but to me that's kind of analytical methods for bioaccumulation of particular priority pollutants? Or would that be of priority pollutants? Do we need that particular right there?
Or analytical.
Yeah, you probably don't need the word particular.
Yeah.
For bioaccumulation of priority pollutants. I'll just strike that one word.
And that's an understood list.
Priority pollutants. Well, we've asked them to more or less identify those based on what would be effluent borne, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll scan the effluent discharge, which they can readily get the results from the previous study on that and go, okay, what are the priority pollutants here that we would likely see bioaccumulation in?
Yeah. So I was also looking at that. I mean, at that paragraph. So proposals shall detail field and laboratory methods that will be used, including procedures for quality assurance and control for sample collection, handling, and chemical analysis. And then I thought, a period there. And I wasn't sure exactly, because after that we specify two kinds of analyses that are specific to certain classes of pollutants. So do we want to say required analyses are one, or requested analyses are, or suggested analyses are?
We want to suggest, we want them. Otherwise, we're going to have a gray area. Well, they might not be asking for flatfish. I think you want to nail it down and say,
well, yeah. These are. That's what we're trying to say here. Including leaves it kind of open.
Well, and the wording was awkward too. Yeah. But I think Dave would probably say these are what we are asking them to do. So required analyses are a complete ICP scan.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think maybe that got put in like that as to not be a limitation, but I think doubt that they're going to go beyond what is required.
Right.
I think required is fine.
And then saying up to 35 elements leaves the bottom empty.
Yeah, I think that's probably okay. I mean, if they leave the bottom empty, we can say we don't like this proposal.
Yeah.
You're only doing two
why
elements.
Did you only include?
See, the thing is,
I think the reason we did that too, though, was because when you look at the priority pollutants within Georgia Pacific's outfall that are known within the effluent, they may come back and say, "Well, there's only really 12 here that we're really would assume might bioaccumulate in animals and lead to some sort of a health risk or whatever."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in that case, then we wouldn't need 35, right?
Right.
So
also, that analytical technique can do multiple metals at a time. So it's not like
right.
You have to do 35 runs to get 35 metals elements. You get a bunch of them. You might even get them all in one
scan. I think
scan.
If you do one scan, you're going to get them all.
Are you up to where all the changes are up to date on? Okay, I just wanted to make sure if we needed to recap on.
No, I'm good.
That last one. Okay.
I have one last thing. Page 8 on termination. Any contract to work pursuant to this RFP may terminate the city without cause within 3 days prior to written notification by the city to accept the proposal. But what do they have? I mean, what if they started work? What are their expenses? What rights do they have? I mean, I don't want to leave the city.
This is pretty standard language in our. I got to tell my boss to lock the doors.
Like contract language.
Well, I mean, if they have some legitimate expenses, it just says we terminate it. Sorry. I mean, there should be some. Without cause. I mean, who would want to go into a contract like this without some. Some assurances that they will be paid for the work they've done.
Well, I think that this is pretty standard language in our typical RFPs, but we are going to have this reviewed by the city attorney, and I can promise you there will be changes because we have a new attorney since the last time that we've had it.
Because I wouldn't want to enter into a contract with the city if you just my contract without cause.
Well, I think we'll probably end up keeping that piece, but I don't think there would ever be a time where the city, you know, unless there was some really egregious issue that we wouldn't pay for work done.
Okay.
It is pretty common though to see the fire at will, the, you know, termination without cause in there, and really that's like a big lawyer buffer.
Yeah.
So that if they really screw up and we terminate them, which is like you said, the only chance probably that they would be terminated, that the city's still protected and says, sorry we didn't document this for the past 6 weeks that you've been not doing what we asked, you know, but
I think from F on is pretty much
the legal stuff. Yeah, and here's the other thing: once a proposer is selected, the city will then enter into a standard agreement with them, and that agreement is not going to be exactly the same as this. This is just guidelines for somebody, for a firm or a person interested in submitting a proposal for this work.
I know it happened with Depot Bay with that. $375,000 in cost right now. It could sell for $15,000.
Yeah,
a little more history of that.
There's a lot more history of that. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't want to think of the city's money.
Anything else? Because, so, did you have any more questions, concerns?
Well, I just think we need to run these by Ann and Dave.
Yeah, I agree.
What I'll do, if this works for all of you, is I will tweak these, maybe not tomorrow, but Friday at the latest, and then send them to all of you and ask for your comments and remind you that we'll hopefully get together October 17th with the City Council at noon in this room, and if that changes, I'll let you know.
Okay. Great.
Okay, so there's no changes on page 1, 2. There's a question on 3, some changes on 4. Schedules on 5 change, no changes on 6, no changes on 7, no changes on 8.
There's a small change on 2.
Yeah, that was, okay. That was with the West.
The West, yeah.
So I'll tweak this and get it out no later than Friday.
Okay, are we done?
I think we are.
Is meeting adjourned?
I second the motion.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You guys are good.
Okay.
Tell us about Alaska.
Oh, man.
I don't think it's been over.
Fabulous.